you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. Now, during a recently recorded episode of Celebrity First Dates, one of the recordings was pulled, apparently at the request of one of the daters. The reason why was that because his date was with the boxing promoter, Kelly Maloney, who was trans. Kelly, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
When did you first hear that they were going to pull the recording?
I believe my agents told me about a week before the series that I was part of was going to be showing. So, yeah, it was about a week before before that series was about to be shown, but I didn't know at what date in that series my episode would be showing it.
Mm. Did they give you the reason why?
They just said there was a change in circumstances.
Oh, it was as vague as that?
Yes.
And how did you feel the date went?
Well, I felt it went all right, but I mean, there was no future in the date. We got on very well. We were good. We were talking quite comfortably, laughed and joked. And I told him that I was a trans woman during the date, during the dinner.
Mm.
I could see by his facial reactions, he was quite a little bit shocked, but it didn't seem to change the tone of the conversation. There was no magic there, so it wasn't going to be a long-term relationship, you know. But I felt there could be a friendship there.
So you parted on pretty good terms then?
Yes. Well, actually, yes, we did part on good terms, yeah. I mean, the gentleman gave me his business card and said, Kelly, you know, if you ever want to go out to dinner or go to the theatre, give me a call.
Hmm. And so are you sure it was because you're a trans person or it may have been some other reason?
Well, no, I was later to read in some of the papers that it was admitted that I was, that he didn't want to go out. He didn't mind me being a trans person, but he was put off with it that I was a high profile celebrity one.
Right. Okay. Well, then again, it was Celebrity First Date. So what did he expect? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, sorry. Yeah. We thought we lost you there for a minute, Kelly. Is this a difficulty for trans people in general if they go on dates, that they have to, you know, they have to, I suppose, at some point make that revelation to people?
Well, I think it depends on how serious the relationship's going to be, how much you want to be honest in the relationship. I don't really have that problem because quite a few instantly recognise me, and if they don't, and I do tell them because I think it's better to tell them, you know, instantly if there's going to be any future. Mm. I've probably been on about 5 or 6 dates since I've become sort of a public figure, shall we say, and after the first dinner, I've never heard back from the guys.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, but then again, that's just dating.
Yeah, I also think it is a little bit of lack of confidence in the person because, you know, it will take a strong person and someone that's very confident in their self to probably go out with a person who's got my history.
Mm. Was it hurtful then when you read in the papers about what the chap had done?
Yes and no, but it's not something that I would lose sleep over.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I liked the person it would have been, but as I said, there wasn't that magic chemistry. No lights went on in my head. My
yes.
heart didn't flutter.
But after those stories came out in the press, did the producers of First Dates get back in contact with you and say, sorry, we should have been a bit more explicit as to why the recording was pulled?
No, I think they were quite shocked. They were very good. So, you know, First Date handled everything very well. They have said to my agent, so, you know, we will definitely have Kelly back. We will find someone. I think they were a little bit shocked as well.
Yeah.
Because they didn't see any harm in the date or they didn't see anything wrong.
And it was a nice date.
I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, I don't see any, there was no animosity at the table, put it that way. There was no, they didn't seem there was any bad feeling even when we was upstairs talking. We both made the point that there was no future, but we got on very well and we could become good friends.
Yeah. Which is fine, and that's most of the dates that happen on first dates that it kind of They don't necessarily, the magic isn't necessarily there. When you told him that you were a trans woman, did he ask you any more questions about it?
No, he sort of said, oh, I've got a few trans friends, you know, that sometimes. But I could see by his face, he was a little bit shocked. I think it came as a little bit of a shock to him.
Mm. Now, something that you've experienced yourself in your life and something that you've been involved with today is talking about loneliness, which I suppose is, you know, we just think it's a normal function of being a human, but it can be quite a severe problem for people.
Yes, I was asked to get involved in this campaign and survey, which was commissioned and run by Nationwide Building Society, about loneliness in the UK. And I was staggered to find out at least 3 million people claim they haven't got any friends. I mean, I think that's very sad. And is it a factor of the way we live in today's modern society? Or is it just that people don't communicate as much as we used to communicate in older days?
Is there any way around that?
Yeah, I think by, you know, saying hello to people in the street, by smiling at people, by getting to know your neighbour. You know, it could be someone living next door to you that's lonely and you've never said a word to it. I mean, I've been guilty of that, because when I was first transitioning, I lived a very private life. I didn't speak to any of my neighbours. I kept myself isolated because I was trying to talk to my neighbours.
Did you know your neighbours at all?
No, eventually I got to know them. Well, I was frightened for them to get to know me because I was going through transitioning and I wanted to keep it very private. So my loneliness was, shall we say, a little bit self-inflicted. I probably lost confidence in myself to go out and meet people because I was afraid that I would be rejected and afraid I would be ridiculed because of the journey that I was going through.
Is it more difficult if you're a well-known person?
Now I'm out in the open. No, people are very accepting of me. People are very understanding. I think it's your own fear. You know, I don't think it's got anything to do with being well-known or less-known. I think it's how confident you are and how you see yourself when you open your front door and go out in public.
Mm. More interviews to make you go, on Moncrief, weekdays from 2 p.m.